This is Chi High Basketball. WOGO. Your sports station. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
And welcome to the Birdcage. Mark Halverson and Dave Check tonight on FM 103.1 AM 680 and the live stream on WOG, and also on Cardinal TV, I should say. But yes, as always, on WOGO.com as we get set to bring you this one here tonight. And Dave, Chi High 1-12 on the season, 0-7 in the conference, whereas Hudson is 8-6 overall and 5-2 in the BRC.
Yeah, and I think the positive is coming in here tonight that we have a wonderful crowd. This is the night where the youth basketball teams come out and are going to be introduced at halftime. So even though this team is struggling this year, this game is very well attended and going to be very exciting for the crowd.
And Chippewa Falls, the last time we had them for you was back before Christmas, as the Cards that night, December the 22nd, losing at home to Menominee 65-49. Have not covered any of the Chi boys games yet this season. This new calendar year of 2024, but losses at New Richmond, at home to DC Evers by 8, a high-scoring affair, 88-80. A home loss by 3 to Wausau West, 57-54. At home to River Falls, 65-48. River Falls, a very fine squad. And then losing at Marshfield Big the other night, 75-34. So, again, no G. Mason for the Cards tonight. And against kind of a well-balanced offense of Hudson.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big loss. Cardinals can't afford to lose any of the players that contribute. G. Mason certainly contributes quite a bit. At times he's been a great three-point shooter. At times he's been a great rebounder, and they're going to miss him tonight. But this team, you know, struggles more than I would have thought they would have at the beginning of the year. I've seen teams in the past that didn't look like they had a whole lot of talent and probably should have wound up with no wins. But I would have thought this team would have been in the middle of the pack watching them starting out. They've got talent on the team. They got, at times, they look pretty good, and they just haven't put it together. But I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled one out tonight, I'll tell you that. Lost to them, I think you said, by 20 or
28, 80-52 on December 15th. But hoping for a different result here tonight. It's youth night, and have kind of an extended halftime coming up here this evening. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Brent Larson of Hudson in his third year, and Chi High head coach Jason Prue on Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Halle Eau Claire Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Northwestern Bank. delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Chi High, Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Hudson head coach Brent Larson joining us now. And coach, have a good drive over?
Yeah, went smooth. Right,
good.
Yeah.
You guys kind of in the middle of the pack of the BRC, 8-6 record overall. Give us your take on the season to this point.
Yeah, I feel like we're a team that's getting better, hopefully, as the year goes on. I feel like we're shooting better and we're more efficient offensively. We're still kind of up and down defensively. That needs to get more consistent for us.
Some strong teams in the BRC headed by Memorial, right?
Yep. They were having a good year. River Falls is having a good year. So, yeah, it's competitive.
Mm-hmm. This Chi-Hi team, I mean, you guys took care of business against them pretty convincingly back on December 15th at your place. So talk about shifting to Chippewa Falls here tonight.
Yeah, it's always a scary deal, you know, when that happens the first game, coming back and trying to get your mindset right, because Chippewa Falls has been competitive in a lot of games, and we got to be ready to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and obviously Easton Bob headlines their scoring at over 16 a game, but they got a couple of others in double digits, Braden Dickerson and Carson Wiedemeyer.
Yes. Easton can really shoot it, lefty, and then those other two have... I feel like they're playing better as the year goes on here. I mean, I think they're more assertive, more confident. So,
any special plans defensively for them?
No.
Okay. And when you guys got the ball, you're headed by kind of a good balance of scoring. Lassard leads the way at 13 a game, and then Swavely at 10.5.
Yep. We're kind of a motion offense, you know. Good shot presents itself. We're not running a lot of sets for certain guys, so it's kind of equal opportunity. And hopefully we can be efficient in what we're doing there.
Anything special you say to the guys to make sure they don't, underestimate the Cards?
No, we talked about being a mature team, you know, and just playing hard and kind of staying in the moment for practice each day and getting better. And hopefully we come out tonight with the right mentality. We kind of know that we have to be ready to play if we're going to have any success. So.
Terrific. Coach, appreciate it. Well, good luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Head coach Brent Larson of the Hudson Raiders back with Chi-Hi head coach Jason Prue coming up on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three. Oh. Yep, two in a row. Matty Geisler.
Try high with a chance, and a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Cardinal Countdown on a Friday night on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Chi Boys head basketball coach Jason Prue now. Coach, been a while since we've seen you guys. First time here in 2024. So how's it going?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of in the same boat as before. We're competing really well for a long stretch of a lot of these games. We're just still trying to seek out the consistency to finish some of these out.
Hudson, first time around against you back on December 15th. I mean, they kind of had their way in terms of the final score, but hey, this is a new game. You got the home court advantage.
Yeah, and you look back on a lot of these games, and the final score doesn't dictate or tell the true story, the full story about how those games went. There's been most of the games where we've competed for most of the game, and then there's those little stretches where it gets away from us a little bit. So we were competitive. We can be competitive with these guys. We're going to go out there. We like the matchup. We have some size on these guys, so we're going to look to pound the paint a little bit and see what happens.
It doesn't happen that often that you get size, so you're right. You got that, and even this motion offense, it's not like they got big 15-20-point-a-game score necessarily. So.
Yeah, and they have a really nice team. They share the ball really well, and it can be somebody else on any given night for them. And they attack the basket really hard, and they defend really hard. And they're a difficult team to play just because they're very fundamental and they work very hard. But yeah, in the way that we play offensively, same thing, motion. We got guys that can score inside, guys that can score outside, and we're going to take advantage of some of those mismatches.
What's the key in terms of defending that motion offense?
Yeah, we just got to keep them in front without fouling. That's always the key defensively, and I think if we can do that, we're going to have a lot of success tonight.
All right, health-wise, how are you sitting?
Yeah, I mean, we're banged up. Everybody's banged up at this time of the year. It's kind of the midway point as far as games. We're pretty deep into the season, but the stretches of the games that we have going, G. Mason's a little banged up. He's not going to go tonight. And then some other guys are just fighting through some things. So other than that, they're excited to play, and it should be a good one.
All right, Coach, good luck. We'll hope to talk to you afterwards.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Jason Prue of the Cards back with more in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
All right, the final minute on the clock here, WOGO Sports. The countdown clock ticking down after the JV for Hudson beat Chihai earlier, 55-40. Time for your Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave Check, how about it?
Well, I got to hold the coach true to his word. If he says we have the height advantage and wants to pound it in, we're going to expect a big game out of our big men. Look for Wiedemeyer and also Turhark, I think, to have a big game tonight. And if they do, maybe they can hold this one off.
That stands out to our own big man, Dave Check. What, 6'5"?
Well, 6'5.5".
All right, there we go. Tonight's keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We got the broadcast coming your way tonight on AM 680, FM 103.1, the live stream on wogo.com. We'll get the podcast later, and our friends on Cardinal TV. We'll take one final break. When we come back, the starting lineups in basketball on a Friday night at the Birdcage in Chippewa Falls.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
The Chihai Band doing an outstanding job on the national anthem on this Friday night, January 26th. Let's catch public address announcer Dave Hansen now.
For the Hudson Raiders, a 6-foot junior, number one, Samuel Swavely. A 6-foot senior, number three, Samuel Schwabach. A 6'1 senior, number 10, Ross Yeager. A 6'3 junior, number 11, Tyler Lazard. And a 6'1 senior, number 24, Sam LeBlanc. Head coach of Hudson is Brent Larson, assisted by Jason Swavely. And now your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. A 6-foot senior guard, number one, Easton Bob. A 6'5 senior forward, number two, Carson Wiedemeyer. A 6'2 senior guard, number four, Braden Dickerson. A 6'3 senior forward, number 5, David Turhart. And a 5'11 senior forward, number 10, Jacob LeQuay. Cardinals are coached by Jason Drew, assisted by Jason Nichols.
All right, let's play basketball. Yeah, we'll get to the officials here. Thank you, Dave Hansen. We've got Tyler Schroyer, Jeremy Lane, and Nick Weisenbach. Mark Halverson, Dave Check with you here on WOGO Sports and on Cardinal TV tonight. All right, so Hudson in the road blue, navy blue with the blue, with the white numerals lettering and trim, and Chihai on the home white uniforms with the red numerals lettering and some red and black trim and some black on the lettering as well. We're about ready to go here. The tap. Battle four, and Hudson gets it going right to left, and we're underway. And they're going to drive to the basket right away, kick along the baseline, penetration right into the lane and shot blocked that time. And Ross Jaeger, 5 point per game scorer on the drive.
Looked like Terhark with the block there. Nice block.
17:46 to go. Two 18-minute halves. JV earlier, 16-minute halves for the junior varsity contest. And getting it in right on top to Swavely. Second leading scorer at 10.5 a game. Working it around on the outside again. Hudson going right to left to start this first 18-minute half. Penetrating drive all the way through the lane. Shot no good. And handed off in the backcourt. Again, LaQuay getting a start tonight. Across the timeline for the Cardinals as they pick it up. On top, getting it off to Wiedemeyer. There's the drive and nearly knocked away. Bob able to slap it, but the Cards turn it over. First time of the night. Hudson into the forecourt. Set their offense. Again, they did. Very good passing team. They know how to share it. Double pump shot. Missed. No good.
Terhark another block, but got him with the body. That's his first foul.
First one on Terhark and the first on either team with 17:04 to go here in the first half. And to the free throw line goes Lessard, a 58% shooter. Their leading scorer at 13 a game, and he'll miss the first one.
That looked about like a shot that had about a 58% chance of going in.
Yeah, it was off to the left. Second one from Lessard is good. And a 1-0 lead for Hudson. They're underway here. And now the Cards against some pressure. LaQuay gets it up on the right side to Wiedemeyer. On top to Easton Bott. Now LaQuay in that point guard position. Right side to Wiedemeyer. He's a good outside shooter. Working on top LaQuay for the Cardinals. Right side, Bob. He'll drive. LaQuay for three. Got it. And the Cards lead it 3-1.
A shot. They left him open there. That's a mistake. He's going to hit that one more than he's not if they leave him open.
Nice job. And the Cards out of the gate here with that 3-1 lead. As we get our first lead change of the night. Hudson getting it on top to 24 LeBlanc. Working around on the left side, trying to post LeBlanc. LeBlanc working down now, banging a bit against Wiedemeyer. They lose the ball. First Hudson turnover.
You know, Lessard is a big body in there. I don't see us having size on him, but I'll have to trust the coaches that they think we have an advantage. Let's see what happens here.
LaQuay kind of a look-away pass going down low to Wiedemeyer. And then contact as Easton Bob comes driving through. And a whistle and a Hudson foul with 15:55 left here in this first half. And 24 LeBlanc gets his first.
So back to Lessard. I mean, he's listed as 6'3", but he's all a 6'3", and he's solid. He's the typical Hudson football player out there. I'm not going to be surprised if we find out that he plays football as
Bob misses the first free throw, and he's a 65% free throw shooter. 3-1 Chippewa. Next one is up and on. Rattled out of there. It was close. Rattled out of there for Bob, so two missed free throws, and Hudson advances. And some dribble issues there for Lessard. And then getting it off to Swavely and a whistle. Again, halting the action. A Chi-High foul on Easton Bob. His first, second for the Cards as a team. And inbounding it'll be Swavely for Hudson. Trailing 3-1 to the Cardinals. 15:45 left first half. Mark Halverson and Dave check the call here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Hudson on the attack right to left. Coming around, Schwalbach driving all the way through and for two. And Wiedemeyer kind of late to get there, and it's a 3-3 game, our first tie.
Hate to say it, but that was a nice move by the Hudson player. Quick, drove all the way across and threw about two Cardinals.
Schwalbach that time getting the job done. The 6-foot senior as the Cards now working it left to right. LaQuay, right side, Bob. Wiedemeyer, open J, got it. And the Cardinals go up 6-3.
So Wiedemeyer would be doing it from the inside, but instead he drains one from the outside.
He's a good outside shooter. When he gets his opportunity, he gets in his rhythm. Driving on the right baseline, pulling it back out. Schwalbach. The Cards have knocked in two threes already. Wiedemeyer and LaQuay before that. 14:45 left first half. Chippewa up 6-3. Hudson just working the ball. taking their time left side, and then some behind defense from LaQuaire behind Schwalbach, able to block the, and now he'll run the break right side to a cutting, and there is two for Brayden Dickerson.
Beautiful play set up by LaQuaire there, not only with the coast-to-coast, but then the pass and the block by LaQuaire.
Yeah, absolutely. Good hustle there. Spin move in the paint, up and good for number 10, Ross Yeager. Yeager, his first two, makes it an 8-5 game.
Similar to what we've heard about Hudson, as they have three different players that have scored so far.
Inside of 14 minutes left first half, 4 minutes is burned off the clock. Easton Bob on the outside, looking for his first points of the night. Between the leg dribble, on top to LaQuaire, who's really been shining brightly on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively so far, and his ball handling. Drives, kicks it out, Bob for three, got it. Three threes for the Cards, who lead it 11-5.
Yeah, and that was set up by LaQuaire there with a beautiful drive and then kick out to an open Bob. And he knocks it down. Good team play.
And spreading it out amongst three different shooters. Now three. Hudson trying to bang down low against Carson Wiedemeyer, and they get it with the big fella, as you mentioned, the 6'3". Well, it's LeBlanc.
That's LeBlanc.
6'1", yeah.
Yeah, but he is definitely a football player.
Yeah, he is. There's no question. At the other end, Wiedemeyer off the mark, grazes the rim. Rebound, Chippewa Falls in traffic, followed up and in by Terhark. And timeout, Hudson, they want to talk about it. 13:06 left, first half. Cards lead it by six on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Back in a minute.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Take your team to new heights with training you can trust from CBTC. Unlock your team's potential with affordable seminars and customized training in topics like leadership, safety, manufacturing, transportation, and technology. CBTC is more than a provider. We are your partner for talent upskilling, licensure renewal, recertification, and much more. Discover the impacts that come with our training, from heightened productivity to enhanced teamwork and a commitment to a safer workplace. Visit cbtc.edu/workforce solutions to get started today.
Tyler Lessar goes right baseline, misses the shot, and the rebound comes down to Terhark, who gets fouled, and the whistle goes on Lessar, his first, and kind of a frustration foul there, Dave.
Yeah, exactly, but great play by Terhark that time, bringing down another rebound. He's already got three on the night, one offensive. Nice putback.
Yeah, Cards playing some fired up basketball here. And LaQuaire goes down low, and he finds Dickerson, who misses the shot. Oh, and it just comes out of their cards. Should be up 15-7, but just not to be.
Yeah, Dickerson had a relatively easy shot there. Again, yeah. Though, created by LaQuaire. He's having a heck of a game finding players.
He really has. Again, we haven't seen these guys since December 22nd. In his game, you can see the growth in it for sure. Driving into the paint, bounce pass, and somebody left alone. It's LeBlanc, and he's got two more, and it's a 13-9 game. All right, the Cardinals into the forecourt. LaQuaire on the dribble. Goes left side to Terhark. Oh, there's some contact with Easton Bob, but he'll maintain the dribble. On top, LaQuaire. Again, ball handling, passing, defense. He's had the shooting, the whole thing going. Right baseline. Dickerson's going to go underneath. Scoop it up and in. And a beautiful shot for Dickerson for two.
Nice move. Almost a complete reverse as he comes up there and just lays it in. Creating some offense there for Dickerson.
Absolutely. Beautiful looking shot, and earning and making up for the miss just a short time ago. As Swavely's going to bomb one from outside, no. Hudson offensive rebound by Lessard. Kicks it out to Broadhouse. Now they work it on top to Jamison. Hudson will work it around on the outside, Swavely. Getting it off to Lessard. Their leading scorer at 13 a game, and a whistle, and a foul called by Jeremy Lane, one of our three officials tonight, with 11:11 left here, first half. And the foul goes on number one. Easton Bob gets his second, Dave. That's a concern.
Yeah, it is. Nichols coming in, though, too, adding some size. You know, Interesting. I want to see what Sukerman can do, especially late in the season here. He's done a lot at the JV level as a big guy, and it'd be interesting to see how he could do against some of these Big Rivers teams.
So Dickerson stays in there with Wiedemeyer, but we also do have 13 in here, and I think Aiden Peterson, that must be from the JV for Chippewa, because he's not on the varsity roster. And Hudson working it down low and missing the shot, and the rebound yanked down by the Cardinals, Colin Nichols. All right, Jalen Smith. All right, yeah, Jalen Smith is 13, on, and then JV, he's number 3. So he's a sophomore. And driving, no good. Shot blocked. Nichols that time, and away with it. Here comes Hudson to the other end. 6-point Cardinal lead at 15-9. Deep left corner, they work it on top. Also in the game for the Cards, Teague Anderson, the 6'1 junior guard. 3-point attempt is bombs away and good for Brennan Nelson, and Nelson's got the three to make it a 15-12 game. Hudson back within three.
Hudson with 12 points and 5 players scoring so far.
Cards grabbed the lead at 3-1. We're tied at 3-3 and then have been in front ever since, continuing right now. And a whistle and a Hudson foul with 10:15 left first half. And Grothaus going to get his first. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. And it'll be Chahai inbounding the basketball with Colin Nichols. Nichols underneath the hoop, looking. He's got the 5-second violation. A timeout just called in the nick of time. We'll take a half-a-minute break. Back in a moment on WDOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated's been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Getting some new faces in for Hudson. It's going to be 23 Jace Matuszynski, a sophomore, as Chahai with the basketball. Dickerson driving it all the way in and put it up and in. Dickerson makes it 17-12.
Dickerson 3-for-4 on the night, all inside shots.
He's terrific at those inside baskets. I mean, we were seeing that in 2023 here in the early part of the season. And driving and close to getting away with the travel, and the Cards come up with it. Teague Anderson on the dribble now. The junior in the forecourt for the Cards. Up by 5 with the ball. Dickerson on top. Working it on the outside, Wiedemeyer. Anderson, he'll drive back to Wiedemeyer. He's going to put one up and off the mark on this one. And the rebound comes down to Hudson. Still down by 5. And this is the player we mentioned, Matuszynski, just a sophomore. There's a 3-pointer from out on top. It's good, and he's feeling it. Brennan Nelson draining that one. His second 3 of the night.
Second 3 in the last minute and a half.
And the Cardinal lead shrinks to 2. Dickerson into the forecourt. Halfway point of this first half. 9 minutes left in the first half as Dickerson drives the lane. Deflected pass stolen away by Nelson, doing it at both ends for Hudson. A 2 will tie and a 3 will give him the lead. He'll get another one and just falls out of there for Nelson. Just barely off the mark. And it's Chahai basketball. But first the foul on Hudson. Oliver Huth. Huth getting his first personal, and for Hudson their fourth team foul, and they'll bring Ross Yeager with the sophomore Matuszynski, number 23, and also they've got their leading scorer Lassard out there.
You know, I said he was a big body, looked like a football player. Uh-huh. Sure enough, he was the all-conference wide receiver for Hudson.
Okay,
and that's a big wide receiver.
And Ross Yeager, also the 6'1 senior. A little bit of pressure as Laquay comes back in for the Cardinals. We'll lead it 17-15.
McQuay dazzling the crowd with some fancy
Wiedemeyer
dribbling.
For three off the front iron, no. Rebound fought for, and coming away with it is the Cardinals. Good job by Colin Nichols. McQuay down low to Wiedemeyer for two. There it is for the Cardinals. 19-15 lead. What a pass.
Yeah, he has just been amazing with the passing tonight, and he just wowed the crowd with a crossover dribble.
The Cardinals with that 19-15 lead. Hudson will take their time. Working it on the outside. And driving on the right side, Lassard takes it up, misses the shot. Wiedemeyer with it. McQuay now for the Cardinals, who lead it by four, 7:50 left first half. McQuay between the leg dribble, gets it off left side to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer on top, Dickerson. Look at right side, right corner, McQuay. McQuay on top, getting the pass off to Turhart. Good ball movement by the Cardinals. And the pass deflected on the pass that time from Colin Nichols. And Hudson out of there with it. Got to say, Dave, it's been encouraging. Very few turnovers for the Cards tonight.
Yeah, not a ton of turnovers for either team.
As we say that, there's a Hudson travel. And yeah. What, I got like two apiece?
Yeah, I got three apiece. I think one of them might have been a missed shot for me.
Yeah. So 7:25 left here, first half. And checking in for the Cards, Easton Bob with McQuay Dickerson. And he will spell Colin Nichols. And get things going here in a moment. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality door, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Three-point attempt is good by Dickerson, and the Cardinal lead grows to seven.
Dickerson having quite a game tonight. That's his first three-point shot, but he's 4 for 5 shooting.
Yeah, terrific on the inside. He's kind of like the high school, I'm going to sound old, the high school version of Sidney Moncrief, the old Milwaukee Buck, who loved to play in the inside even though he was only 6'4".
Moncrief, you're going three generations back. That's impressive.
That means I'm old. All right, and the shot up and good down low by LeBlanc. And, again, he's just a muscle man, Dave.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You look at the names out here. There's two LeBlancs on the team. They don't look anything alike. One looks like a lineman. One is an all-conference defensive back, and I'm assuming that that's Jack LeBlanc,
you know,
number two.
Right. You know, they kind of threw me. I was looking. I always look for that that commonality of the name so you can ask the coach, are they brothers? Because I was in the same grade as a cousin, so you never know. But, yeah, there you go. The one LeBlanc at number two and the other at 24. Jumper in the deep left corner, missed by Turhart, and Hudson out of there with it, down by five. Advancing it down the floor. Right to left, Lassard, they have really kind of shut him out. He'll put up a tough shot, no good, and then comes from behind to try to strip it away, but the Cards recover Dickerson. Here comes McQuay into the forecourt. Inside of 6 minutes left, first half now. They work it, nearly a steal, knocked away from Wiedemeyer. I think Lassard is frustrated, don't you? He's got like 1 point from the free throw line.
He is, with great defense by the Cardinals. Yeah. He's had his shots.
And a missed shot by Dickerson down low on the right baseline. Out of there with it, Hudson, Swavely on the far side. Got a good one going here tonight at the Birdcage. On the outside, Lassard for three. Long one off the mark, no good. Nice rebound by Turhart. He leads them in rebounding, and an impressive grab of the carom there.
And he's got four on the night, one offensive. Yeah.
Down low, there's the shot put up and good by Wiedemeyer. And Wiedemeyer makes it 24-17.
Cardinals keep this run going. We might get a timeout out of Hudson anytime now to try to slow this down as they bring the ball up real slow.
Hudson kind of huffing and puffing a little bit. Looking around on the outside, Swavely in the deep right corner goes baseline, puts it up and in. Nice job by Swavely. Back within five. Hudson just hanging around. Certainly Chahai not running away from him. But you got to love it. This is as good as we've seen Chahai play this year. Again, have only done a handful of games. There's the pass, Dickerson, left side, gets it to Turhart. On top, Wiedemeyer, good ball movement. Inside to Dickerson, and he got fouled from behind by Jaeger.
Well, if the Cardinals do hang on, you would figure it would be a hard-fought, close game. I mean, they got beat by 28 at Hudson.
Right.
So they're making it a good one tonight.
Jaeger, his first personal, and it's the fifth team foul. And McQuay to get it in from underneath the basket into Dickerson on the right baseline. Dickerson moving around, he'll shoot it up and in. And there's another one of those low post shots, Dave.
That is another beautiful shot. I'll tell you, you know, the Cardinals, what the coach has said is kind of have, the scores haven't necessarily reflected the last 10 minutes of the game. They've probably been outscored on average 40-10.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the key tonight. Can they close this game out?
Wiedemeyer with a foul down low. And for Carson, his first with 4:19 left, first half. Chippewa leading at 26-19. The Cards have, since it was tied 3-3, they got the lead 6-3 and just have kept it going. Stick around for stats and more of an extended halftime on Youth Night tonight. There's the long shot from long range. Swavely for three. Lethal from out there. 26-22. Cards up four.
Just like that, Swavely has 5 points.
Yeah. And there's the pass stolen away. Laquay's pass intended down low for Nichols. Racing to the other end. Swavely puts a tough one. It was on his hip. He scooped it up over the front iron for two. And just like that, he's got seven. And they're within two at 26-24.
Yeah, single-handedly turned this into a Hudson run, and now we got to be careful.
Wiedemeyer on top to Laquay. Yeah, the thing is keeping it going consistently over the 36 minutes, right? Nichols on top. Colin may join us in the broadcast some on Monday night. Going to talk to him on Monday about that. Looking forward to that. Left baseline. Cards get it out on top and able to hold on to it. Laquay then finds an open Dickerson. Bounce pass left side. Wiedemeyer for two. And the Cards go up 28-24.
Other than those three-point shots that they got early on, the Cardinals have done a good job outside, from the inside.
Wow, he is feeling it. Swavely bombs away. He hits it from the parking lot. It's 28-27. Hudson within one.
He now leads Hudson with 10 points.
Wow, just he's on his own run here, his own streak, huh? 28-27 game inside of 3 minutes left first half. Mark Halverson, Dave Check on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV tonight. Dickerson goes left baseline, puts it up, and draws the foul with 2:47 left in the half. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Foul going on number three, Schwalbach, his first. Fouls have been pretty equally distributed except for the two on Easton Bob. And Dickerson misses the first free throw. Dickerson, a 65% free throw shooter coming into this game. Cardinal lead just won, 28-27, as Swavely's been heating it up for Hudson here. Terhark, Dickerson, Laquay, Nichols, and Wiedemeyer for Coach Jason Prue right now. One more for Dickerson coming here. Second one is on the way, and it's good. 29-27, Cardinals. I believe he's their leading scorer tonight, right?
Dickerson is the leading scorer of both teams right now.
Hudson now, a two-pointer away from tying it. A three-pointer gives them the lead for the first time since way early in the half. Lessard has just the one free throw tonight. They go down low, LeBlanc. He kicks it on the outside into the paint. And a whistle as Aiden Jameson was driving in a Chahai foul on David Terhark, his second, with 2:28 left in the half. And a substitution as Brendan Nelson for Swavely. From a Chahai perspective, glad to see him check out of the game.
Yeah, I think Hudson scored the first 2 points of the game, didn't they? And
Chahai got Hudson got a 1-0 lead and then 3-1 Chippewa.
Only been one lead change so far, and let's hope it stays that way.
Right. Hudson looking to get it in here. Schwalbach out on top to Nelson. Final 2:20 of this first half. Chahai leading at 29-27. LeBlanc going to try to work on Wiedemeyer. He's at, wow, there it is, and he puts it in. LeBlanc ties the game, second tie of the night. First one since it was three apiece.
Nice move by the big man. 8 points for him on the night.
Wiedemeyer on the outside. Picked up defensively by LeBlanc. Dickerson, right side, gets it off to Nichols. Shot off the front iron, no good by Collin. And Hudson now with a chance to grab the lead. Deep left corner, Lessard. They've been doing this without their leading scorer much. And there's the drive and two as Hudson's offense heating up as Schwalbach gets that and gives them the lead at 31-29. And there's that lead change you talked about. And they work it on the outside. Right corner to Dickerson. On top, Wiedemeyer. Shot on the way for three. Got it. And the Cards go ahead 32-31.
That's the kind of lead change we like to see right there.
Yeah. Highlights coming up at halftime. Telling me an extended halftime. Usually it's 10 minutes, but they're going to apparently be maybe waiting 90 seconds before they really start to tick the clock. LeBlanc misses a tough shot, working on Wiedemeyer again. Rebound to Dickerson, and here come the Cards. Final minute of this first half, and Laquay just across the timeline, picked up defensively there, pretty aggressively by Aiden Jameson. Right side, the Cardinals, Teague Anderson to Laquay. Behind the three-point line. Laquay hit one early, but hasn't, I don't think, taken another shot since then. Been quarterbacking the club. Knocked out of bounds. 41.1 remaining here in the first half. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Our color analyst tonight.
Looks like coach might be calling for either one shot or just a good one. I think they would certainly look for anything they can take that's a good shot, but wouldn't be bad to hold it here.
I'd like to say that in years gone by, I could see holding it. It seems much rarer to see a team hold it that long in the modern era. Laquay kicked left corner. Shot on the way from Nichols off the mark. No good. It was close.
It was a good shot, though.
Yeah, it was
good. Laquay gave him a nice wide-open kick out after that drive.
Yep. Hudson gets it. Final 18 seconds of the half. 32-31, setting up a great second half for us here with Swavely back in there. Number one, 8 seconds. Easton Bob on him defensively. They go to Lasar on top against Dickerson. He finds an open teammate. Reverse layup is good from Brennan Nelson as the half ends with Hudson grabbing a 33-32 lead. One more lead change. We're back in 3 minutes with our halftime here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month-end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three.
Oh. Yep, 2 in a row. Matty Geisler.
Try high with a chance. How to win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
What a first half here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. As back and forth, we had 4 lead changes, 2 ties, and at the half, visiting Hudson leading 33-32. But Dave, check, Chahai led most of the half.
Yeah, it made it a really exciting game. I mean, held to the keys to the game. You look at the 2 big men and what they did for Chahai. I may have named Terhark. Terhark certainly grabbing the rebounds, but Wiedemeyer and Dickerson on the inside just having an incredible night so far. When we get to the stats, you'll see that. Right now, just watching some of the kids come out, some of the younger kids that we're going to see. If we're still here, if we're still lucky enough to be here in another, I guess that'll be about 7 or 8 years.
Well, here's the deal. Bob Uecker is 90 today. If you can do all those Brewers games up till 90, we got to be committed to doing Chahai Hoops until 90.
Till 90, huh? Well, I've seen some people not be able to maybe do a game that quick and at age 90. But
the problem is when you're 90, I'm 59 and a half, and you
I'll
are,
tell you what,
my
dad's 88, and he's in some darn good shape physically and mentally. He could easily do a game tonight, so I'll stick around until I'm 90.
All right, another 30 years for me. So, all right, what about the stats?
All right, well, stats on the night. Cardinals 5 for 11 from the three-point line. Twos 8 for 11 inside, so getting the job done on the inside. Free throws 1 for 4. Individually, you got Bob was 1 for 1, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 3 points, no rebounds. Wiedemeyer was 5 for 8, 12 points, 1 rebound. Dickerson was 5 for 7. So between the two of them, you know, just incredible shooting on the night. 1 for 2 free throws, 12 points for Dickerson. So both Dickerson and Wiedemeyer with 12 points, 2 rebounds for Dickerson. Terhark, 1 for 2, 2 points, but 4 rebounds to lead the Cardinals. LaCoy, only 1 shot, made it, 3-pointer, so he's 1 for 1 with a 3-point and 1 rebound. And Nichols, 0 for 3, but he's got 2 rebounds on the night. Leading the way for Hudson, Swaberly, who is scoreless through about 16 minutes, all of a sudden leads them with 10. Brennan Nelson has 8 on 2 3-pointers and a 2. And Sam LeBlanc has 8. Tyler Lessard has 1 free throw, and that's the only free throw that Hudson has.
And yet he came in as their leading scorer at 13 a game, but other guys are doing it.
Yeah, exactly. So turnovers, you know, again, it was very good for turnovers. I think I've got 1 more than you for both of them, but 4-3. Either way, I mean, just a very low number of turnovers. I've only got them, Hudson, for 1 offensive rebound. You know, that's something I may have missed, but I don't recall Hudson getting more than one.
Yeah.
So, and the Cardinals' offensive rebounds, they've got 2. So, you know, getting the job done by the big men, just like we said that they needed to do. And that's what's keeping it close. Really, if the Cardinals can keep this game close for the last 6 minutes, then we can just talk about, are they going to close out? Are they going to be able to close out? Or is this just going to be another game that's 28 points all in the last 6 minutes?
Again, it was a very entertaining first half, and let's prove that to you with some of the highlights in that first half here on FM 103.1, AM 680 at WOGO.com, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Triple Falls, and Cardinal TV. All right, here's some of the highlights. Let's give it a listen. LaQuay gets it up on the right side to Wiedemeyer, on top to Easton Bob. Now LaQuay in that point guard position. Right side to Wiedemeyer. He's a good outside shooter. Working on top, LaQuay for the Cardinals. Right side, Bob. He'll drive. LaQuay for 3. Got it! And the Cards lead it 3-1.
Nice move by the Hudson player. Quick, drove all the way across and threw about 2 Cardinals.
Schwabach that time getting the job done. The 6-foot senior as the Cards now working it left to right. LaQuay, right side, Bob. Wiedemeyer, open J. Got it! And the Cardinals go up 6-3. Inside of 14 minutes left first half. 4 minutes is burned off the clock. Easton Bob on the outside looking for his first points of the night. Between the leg dribble. on top to LaQuay, who's really been shining brightly on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively so far, and his ball handling. Drives, kicks it out. Bob for three. Got it. Three threes for the Cards, who lead it 11-5. Continuing right now. And it'll be Chahai inbounding the basketball with Colin Nichols. Nichols underneath the hoop, looking. He's got the five-second violation. Cardinals will lead it 17-15.
McQuay dazzling the crowd with some fancy
Wiedemeyer
dribbling.
For three off the front iron, no. Rebound fought for, and coming away with it is the Cardinals. Good job by Colin Nichols. LaQuay down low to Wiedemeyer for two. There it is for the Cardinals. 19-15 lead. What a pass. And again, an impressive grab of the carom there.
And he's got four on the night, one offensive. Yeah.
Down low, there's the shot put up and good by Wiedemeyer. LaQuay to get it in from underneath the basket into Dickerson on the right baseline. Dickerson moving around. He'll shoot it up and in. And there's another one of those low post shots, Dave.
Turned this into a Hudson run, and now we got to be careful.
Wiedemeyer on top to LaQuay. Yeah, the thing is keeping it going consistently over the 36 minutes, right? Nichols on top. Colin may join us in the broadcast some on Monday night. Going to talk to him on Monday about that. Looking forward to that. Left baseline. Cards get it out on top and able to hold on to it. LaQuay then finds an open Dickerson. Bounce pass left side. Wiedemeyer for two. There we go. Your first half highlights here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. We'll take one more two-minute timeout. Come out with the second half in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. Car trailing Hudson by one here at the Birdcage.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-Hi and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
All right, the second half here as Chippewa trailing 33-32 to Hudson. And appreciate you joining us for the broadcast tonight here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. It'll be Hudson in the dark blue uniforms. And Chai in the home white. Hudson with the white numerals and lettering. And Chai with the red numerals, lettering, and some black mixed in there as well. All right, Chai basketball as they'll go right to left here in the second half.
and not one jump ball the entire first half. So Hudson getting the jump, getting the tip. That's why Chi High gets it here. Not a whole lot of fouls. Again, only one free throw being shot by Hudson, four for Chi High.
All right, so it's Laquay getting it off to Easton Bob. Left corner, shot from Terhark, off the mark, no good. Rebound Hudson. We got the ball and a one-point lead. Quickly to the other end, and there's two right away for Tyler Lessard. Again, he had just the 1 point, their leading score. It's a three-point lead now. Chi High got to hang tough here. Cardinals bring it right to left. Laquay, impressive first half. Driving left side. The Hudson crowd thought maybe he dragged his pivot. Easton Bob for the tie, and there it is. We're tied at 35.
Bob making some noise there, but again, off a nice pass from Laquay. I think, you know, that's where their offense seems to be starting tonight, him driving and kicking.
And there's the pass intended down low for Swavely and out of bounds to the Cardinals. And so, I don't know, who had the four turnovers at halftime, Hudson or Chippewa?
Hudson had four. Let's
make
see.
It five.
Nope, we had four. Four okay. For us, three for them.
All right, well, then make it their number four. But again, it's been very low turnovers tonight. And there's a bounce pass tried to be saved by Terhark, as we say that. And to the other end. Oh, and a block from behind. How sweet it was. Laquay, his second block of the night.
Wow.
Coming up from behind, and the crowd loving it. And his teammates loving it as well.
Now just keep in mind, that's twice so far. Every time you've said we don't have that many turnovers,
yeah,
they turned it over right in front of us.
Shut up right now. There's the three-pointer, Swavely up. No good. Rebound. Wiedemeyer had stolen right away from him. LeBlanc puts it up and draws the foul.
So Wiedemeyer gets a rebound there, but then it was, he did have it, and then it was stolen.
You're right. So a six Chi High turnover with 16:47 left, second half, tied at 35. And LeBlanc to the line. He's a 50% free throw shooter. He was very productive in the low post in that first half. His first one is up and off the mark. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your very best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine and orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Hit the second free throw, a 36-35 lead here for Hudson. As the Cards get it back, Laquay on top, driving, left side, in the air, he finds Terhark. Terhark drives in the lane, finds the cutting Dickerson. Dickerson down low, there's the shot up and in by Wiedemeyer. And Wiedemeyer gives the Cards the lead back at 37-36, so there's your fifth lead change on the night. But banging it right in is Swavely, and Swavely, the six-foot junior, makes it 38-37 Hudson. So back and forth on your lead change, number six. Into the forecourt, Laquay. Cards bringing it right to left. Runs into LeBlanc. Into the left corner, off to Wiedemeyer. On top, Dickerson. And now Laquay will set the offense. 15:50 left. Second half, Cards down one. Three-pointer, Easton Bob off the mark. No, just grazed the front iron. With it, Lessard racing down the floor. He's going to draw the contact from Terhark, and David going to get his third foul with 15:41 left here in regulation. Second one of the second half for the Cars as Lessard goes to the line. Just a 58% free throw shooter. Went earlier, hit one out of two.
I think Terhark thought he got his second block of the night, but that is his second block where a foul was called on the body afterwards.
That's the tough part. How were you at blocking shots?
Been known to block a few shots.
Yeah, okay. You enjoy it?
Yeah. Enjoy it a lot.
39-37, Lessard. What, you know, obviously getting into the lane, right? Kind of that protected space as he hits them both.
Yeah, I mean, you know, defense is something you got to take pride in. We had a lot of kids on our team that took pride in the defense that they played, and that's just another part of the game for the big man.
Dickerson in the left corner to Wiedemeyer. And stepping in there for the Cards, number 23, Colin Nichols out there. And now Laquay to set up the offense. 40-37, Hudson back out to a three-point lead. They really haven't led by much more than that. They've only minimally led, right? They had 1-0 early. and then just kind of one or two-point leads. This might be their biggest lead of the game, actually, at three. I'll have to check the numbers completely. But Cardinals, just a one-possession game still. 15 minutes left here in the second half. 3 minutes have elapsed off the clock. Cardinals, very patient possession here. Dickerson going to spin into the lane, work it a little bit, get it on top. Three-point attempt is Honeycomb's out of there. No good for the Cardinals. Colin Nichols.
Nichols has had some open shots tonight. They're just not falling for him.
Yeah. Hudson now trying to build on that three-point lead, trying to set the screen, and the drive for Swavely loses it. Out of there with it, Wiedemeyer. And Wiedemeyer off to Easton Bob. He'll race down the floor. Bob then pulling it back out and draws the foul, I believe, on Swavely with 14:26 left here in regulation. First one on Swavely tonight, and the fourth, make it first team foul on Hudson in the second half. As Laqueda inbound. Looking, gets it inside to Easton Bob in the left corner. Working on top to Laqueda. 14:20 left here in the second half. Easton Bob on top as Jason Pruitt, some instructions for Laqueda and company. Driving, Easton Bob puts it up off glass too hard. Out of there with it, LeBlanc. So they've got a 40-37 lead, does Hudson. There's the drive all the way in for two, Samuel Schwalbach. And it's a 42-37 lead. That for sure is their biggest lead of the night at five. Important possession for the Cards here, Dave.
Yeah, it is. They got to stop this run here. And there's
Easton Bob.
Bob
for three. Off the iron, no. Rebound LeBlanc, the wide body, gets it off. And here come the Raiders. Now, again, don't let them run away from you.
I think we both sensed that that was one out of Bob that we needed to pull.
Oh, yeah. It would have been nice. Make it a two-point game. And now they work it down. An important defensive stand. Open shot is good for Ross Yeager, the 6'1 senior. And potential timeout opportunity for Jason Pruitt. It's an 8-point lead now, and they will take a break. We'll take a break as well. The Cards have fallen into an 8-point hole, by far their biggest deficit of the night. 13:21 left. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Important time out there from head coach Jason Pruitt with the Cards down eight. Again, they had pulled even at 35 since then, outscored 10-2 by Hudson. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics. All right, well, again, what do you think he's saying in the timeout?
Well, you just can't let this game get away from you. I mean, this 8-point lead is just a streak that they went on. We've had our streaks in this game, and they fought it back. If you're going to be competitive with a team like this, you've got to have your own streaks, and you can't let that get you down. So they're in it. I mean, this is an 8-point game. This is not, by any stretch of the means, out of it here. Cardinals put a couple of good points together.
Having said that, I mean, they just hit another three and a different guy, Yeager. So, I mean, this is an important possession. Again, we said it when it was a 5-point lead. Now it's an 8-point lead. And again, keep this thing from going to double digits. Turn it back towards a 6 or maybe a 5-point deficit here. There's the drive. Nichols down low, puts it up, and just wouldn't go for him. Just wouldn't go for Colin Nichols. For the Cardinals, the 6'3 junior.
Yeah, Nichols is having one of those nights. A lot of in and out baskets. They're just not falling.
And Hudson tries to take it down low. Missed shot, battling for the rebound that time off the miss by Yeager. And Hudson comes away with one of those rare offensive rebounds in the night with 12:45 left here in the second half. And they've got the ball in an 8-point lead. On the attack, left to right. On top, Yeager. There's some, you got Grothaus in off the bench as well, and there's one down low. Grothaus gets that. It's a 10-point lead. Okay, well, there's that double digits we wanted to avoid. All right, let the comeback begin right now for the Cardinals. It was, again.
Oh, you called it.
Bombs away.
That's what we needed right there. Let's see if you called it right there, the start of it.
Okay, hopefully. Easton Bob with that three-pointer, and now Hudson to the other end. See if they can shut him down here defensively. Open three, right wing, no good. Air ball on the miss by Swavely, but Hudson gets another offensive rebound. Hustling hard for that with 11:55 left here, second half, and an open shot, no good. Missed that time by Brennan Nelson. Ball knocked into bounds. It'll stay Hudson with 11:49 left, and Turhart coming back for the Cards, and LeBlanc and also Lassard coming for Hudson.
And that should have been an offensive rebound by Swavely. He was in great position for the offensive rebound. Turhart had to take it away from him and go out of bounds by doing it. So it's going to be Hudson's ball. Give credit for their Swavely.
We've had a couple of three-pointers by Easton Bob here, I think, in the second half. But, again, Cardinals down seven, have trailed by as much as 10 here in the second half. Hudson possession. Lassard's going to shoot it over. Dickerson's defense misses it, airballed it, and another Hudson offensive rebound.
They're 0 for 3 with 3 rebounds.
Yeah. They miss the shot. They get their own rebound down low, and the reverse goes in. Finally, a painful possession as Grothaus scores.
1 for 5, but the result is they get 2 points.
And way more offensive rebounds on that possession than they had the whole first half.
Right. Yeah, 4 offensive rebounds on that series.
All right. Well, all right. I've got to correct it here. Got him to miss, but couldn't get the ball back. Turhart falling out of bounds. Throws it into the hands of 15, Grothaus at the other end. Lays it up and good. No foul called on Laquay. Their biggest lead of the game at 11 at 51-40 for Hudson.
Interesting. Grothaus had 0 points about a minute ago, and now he's got 6.
Huh. Yeah. Wow. Laquay picks up his dribble on top to Dickerson. Dickerson will drive into the paint, gets the double team, fights for the basketball, and they're calling the possession arrow pointed Hudson's way. So all the momentum in the direction of the Raiders, who lead it by 11 here on the road at Chippewa with 10:43 left in this second half.
So that's going to go as a turnover officially, even though in my book it goes as a half a turnover.
Yeah. We'll take another 30-second timeout when we come back. Hudson ball up 11. The Cards trying to turn the tide on WDOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wirzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
To 40, Hudson by 11 here on WDOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Mark Halverson, Dave Check on the call. As Hudson's going to go bring it down, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank.
Nick Bull letting us know that his nephew made the 10,000 shot club right in front of us, and apparently we photobombed the video.
All right. I mean, it wasn't intentional, Nick. It wasn't. All right, Hudson now. Firing the ball down low, and Dickerson comes out of there with it. A rare Hudson turnover as the Cards bring it the other end. Chai's 0-7 in the Big Rivers Conference, 1-12 on the season, 11-game losing streak. Hudson 8-6, 5-2 in the conference. Chai would love to get out of here with a W tonight, but down 11, their biggest deficit of the night, and Dickerson's going to get called for the travel for Chippewa.
You know, it just seems like they get in a funk like this late in the game, like we talked about. And you see the turnovers kind of picking up, the offensive rebounds for the other teams kind of picking up.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that teams that win games find way to finish instead of finding ways to have the other team finish.
Right. It was a good, solid first half and just saw Hudson just barely edge and get the second half lead. But, boy, since 33-32, Hudson outscoring 18-8 here in the second half. And then the defense... getting the ball back here for the Cardinals now is Laquay into the forecourt. Right side to Turhart. Into the corner to Wiedemeyer. On the outside, the three-pointer. Easton Bob going to come up short on that one. He needs some help, though. Easton had a couple of three-pointers, but he needs some other guys to contribute. Certainly, you look at Wiedemeyer and Dickinson, other double-digit scorers, but it's having that firepower. It's interesting, though, as Dickerson's going to shoot the three and bang that one, and there's that help we talked about. Dickerson nailing it.
And created by that offensive rebound that Dickerson is the one that had, too.
All right, so back within eight at 51-43. 9 minutes. We're at the midway point of this second half. Step up on defense. Step it up on defense and keep it going on offense. Driving into the lane. Missed shot. No good by Jamison and out of bounds. They're going to stay Hudson. Again, so many of these calls and breaks have seemingly gone Hudson's way in the second half with 8:52 left in the second half.
Yeah, that one, Chai, I thought that they had out of bounds, but Hudson's going to have the ball here.
51-43. Again, keep that thing out of the double digits and keep it pushing towards five or so. Driving in the left baseline, this ball knocks out of bounds, stays Hudson's.
Another dangerous pass by Hudson.
And inbounding will be Schwabach, the 6-foot senior for Coach Brent Larson's club.
Let's see if Cardinals can keep this game at a point a minute.
Yeah. Lessard kicking it outside. There's the shot from the dangerous Brendan Nelson. Misses the three-pointer, and LaQuay said, enough. We got to get this rebound, and he does with 8:35 left here in the second half. Easton Bob driving into the lane, puts it up off the back iron, and there it is. And the Cards are within six at 51-45. And maybe this is their time. They're on a 5-0 run at the moment. Are the Cardinals. On to the right side to Schwabach, and they work it down low. Missed shot by LeBlanc. He puts it up and in. Just the big fella. Can't give him a second chance. He'll make you pay, Sam LeBlanc. 53-45, back to an 8-point deficit for the Cards. Into the forecourt, Wiedemeyer on the left side. Inside of 8 minutes now. Dickerson had a three a short time ago. Easton Bob's drained a couple of trifectas here in the second half. On top, LaQuay looks, drives, left corner, Turhart. Easton Bob on top. Cross court pass, LaQuay, getting it to Turhart. On top, LaQuay eyes the three. He had one early. He hasn't shot much since then. Wiedemeyer, a long one off the front iron, no. Rebound, Hudson out of there with it. And 8-point Hudson lead with the basketball. Outside shot on the way, and no good by the sophomore, Jace Matuszynski. Hudson offensive rebound, and then they get another one, but Matuszynski was out of bounds. Cardinal ball. Here's an opportunity, Dave. It's an 8-point game. This is another one of those really big possessions for the Cards. I almost sense, though, that it feels like the confidence. I don't know. I mean, you have to just guess, but it just feels like the confidence isn't as strong.
You know, I agree with you, but one shot can turn that all around.
Right.
Bob hits a big shot here. All of a sudden, the Cardinals are you know, 8-point game right now.
Yep.
But knock it down to five, and then all of a sudden, you know, that builds. Plus
Easton
crowd,
Bob
and there
has
it
got
is.
The confidence, and he nails it, and it's a 5-point game. Easton Bob drains it.
Well, that's a good sign that it's exactly the way we said it was going to happen.
Uh-huh. At the other end, trying to answer. Missed shot from the left corner. Matuszynski, no good. Rebound, Dickerson. The Cardinals get it back.
Again, staying within that point a minute right now. Cardinals only down by five with 6 minutes left.
That's right.
Couple of good shots.
Keep it surging.
And there
Bob's
it is.
Bob's going to try.
Oh!
And they're within two. Easton Bob makes it 53-51. Timeout, Hudson. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV in a minute.
Take your team to new heights with training you can trust from CBTC. Unlock your team's potential with affordable seminars and customized training in topics like leadership, safety, manufacturing, transportation, and technology. CBTC is more than a provider. We are your partner for talent upskilling, licensure renewal, recertification, and much more. Discover the impacts that come with our training, from heightened productivity to enhanced teamwork and a commitment to a safer workplace. Visit cbtc.edu/workforce solutions to get started today.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Mark Halverson, Dave Check, back on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. 6:28 to go, and the Cards getting back-to-back threes from Easton Bob. It's a two-point Hudson lead, 53-51. Great surge by the Cards.
Yeah, and they needed that out of Bob, their leading scorer. The leading scorer on the floor, amazingly, because Hudson, like you said, all relatively even scorers. So Bob,
yeah,
the leading scorer both sides, only had one three-pointer, only took one three-pointer the first half, made it. But this half, he's really coming alive, and that's what they need.
Brent Larson, their head coach, he recognized the excellent outside shooting ability of Easton Bob. Even knowing that, Easton able to get their job done. And this crowd is fired up here on Youth Night. Just over 6 minutes left. Hudson ball on the attack, left to right. On top, Swavely. He's been lethal at times from long range tonight. They got a lot of guys who can hit the three. LeBlanc down low is a tough, solid body. They go to him. He kicks it out. Shot on the way is no good. It came out of there for Schwalbach. Cardinal rebound, Dickerson. 5:45 to go. Chippewa Falls with a chance to tie or maybe get the lead.
They definitely have the crowd in it. Now it's nice to have all those young kids out there because they're excited.
Yep. Hudson's either been tied or in front here in the entire second half. There was a couple of lead changes, actually. There's the shot down low, and the Cars go up by one. And they tie it at 53.
Wiedemeyer there. That was a great job by Dickerson, who was trapped in the corner. Thought he might have lost the ball there, but he finds him.
Tied at 53, our fourth tie, and into the forecourt, and the steal. Easton Bob gets it to Dickerson, who drives.
And now you talk about confidence. They can definitely feel it.
Yeah, definitely. The Mo is on Chihai's side. And seeing the call here from Jeremy Lane.
5 minutes
it's going to be Chihai basketball underneath. Underneath.
5 minutes ago, they were down 12. Couple of huge shots by Bob brings it back. You're going to hear that one.
I think 51-40, right, was the worst deficit. You're right, but really close to 12.
You're going to hear that on the highlights as we're talking about Bob making that shot, and then he hits it. Exactly what we needed.
All right, looking to get it in. Wiedemeyer working around on the outside. And there's the pass cross-court. Dangerous that time. They get it to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer on top to Turhart. Inside of 5 minutes to go in regulation, Cardinal ball tied, and there's Wiedemeyer for the lead, and the Cardinals lead it, 55-53.
Great job, I think, by Dickerson that time to dish that ball into him.
Turhart,
okay.
And Hudson doesn't know what hit him, as Chihai leads it by two now. And this crowd so fired up, these young kids just loving it.
2 minutes ago they were holding the ball, and now they got to try to figure out how to get back in that scoring momentum. That's hard to do.
LeBlanc down low against the double team into the right corner. Hudson having to battle the noise of this youth-oriented crowd. Just over 4 minutes left in regulation here at the Birdcage, a noisy Birdcage tonight. Lassard, right side, there's the shot on the way. A little bit short for Swavely. The Cardinal rebound McQuay with 4 minutes to go. Cardinal ball and a two-point lead.
Yeah, now the Cardinals look for them to look to score here if they get a good shot. You can't.
And a foul away from the ball as Cardinals, Easton Bob was cutting. And it goes on Swavely. Second one with 3:53 to go. Third team foul on Hudson.
Yeah, look for them to keep pressing. I hate it when teams right here think that they can just hold the ball with a two-point lead. They got the hot hand right now. Let's play it out.
Yeah.
We got everything to gain here.
Again, from 51-40 down to a 55-53 lead, the Cardinals with a 15-2 run going right now. And poked in the draw a little bit. Turhark on top to LeQuay. Things are physical, intense. LeQuay on top, Turhart. He's not really thinking shot. In fact, he's kind of checking to see if he's bleeding or not, I think.
They definitely stepped up the physicality on defense.
Yeah, that's right.
Ways.
Both sides want this game. The Cardinals' 11-game losing streak. Haven't won since game two. Just edging out Medford in a game we called for you here on WOGO Sports, I believe on a Saturday, early in the season. Dickerson now, 3:10 left in regulation. A lengthy possession for the Cardinals.
Well, again, they got to look to score.
Yeah,
they can
right.
look to keep the ball
right.
away, but if they find an open shot.
They had the momentum with the 15-2 run. Easton Bob drives and he throws it. Nobody was there. So a Cardinal turnover after a lengthy possession. Unfortunately, they never got a shot off.
Yep, and that's always the problem if you're not looking to score.
And a timeout by Hudson. 2:57 left, back in half a minute on WDOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Just so fun seeing these kids have a great time. The Cardinals coming from 11 down to a two-point lead in the midst of a 15-2 run from trailing 51-40 to leading at 55-53. But after a Cardinal turnover with 2:57 left, it's going to be Hudson basketball. And Lessard, their leading scorer, will hand it off in the backcourt to Swavely. So Hudson on the road here. 8-6 record. They're 5-2 in the conference. The Cards, the lone BRC team yet to win a conference game. They're hungry for this one. Got a kill down low to LeBlanc, and he ties it at 55 apiece. He's just really tough down low, Dave.
Yeah, this is about as loud of a crowd as you can have right now. All of these kids coming from the youth basketball, the high school kids, all banging the bleachers. This is going to be a solid finish here.
It is.
Cardinals just need to look to score here.
LeQuay on top. He's joined out there by Wiedemeyer and Dickerson and Terhark and obviously Easton Bob, who's had the hot hand. Shot on the way. A little bit short that time. He was on the right side. The left-hander missing that one. Into the forecourt, Hudson now. They want, hope they put out the fire of the Cardinals' comeback, that 15-2 run. They stopped it. LeBlanc struggles with the ball, fighting for it. LeQuay. LeQuay
the
got
ball.
It.
That's a turnover for them.
And it's Chai High pointing the arrow Hudson's way.
That should be our ball. That should be our ball. That's our ball. There was one jump after the half that went to the... There we go. Ref's turning.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Good memory, Dave.
Well, like I said, it's a half a turnover. We lost it down here.
Right. So Chahai, and that does result in a Hudson turnover. I have, a 10 or so?
Yeah,
that was Chippewa's I was marking. So.
Yeah, this half it's 6-6. So overall, 10-9. 10 for us, 9 for them.
Okay.
But, I mean, good game.
No, it has been. It's been an excellent game, a fun game, an entertaining game.
And now, now we got a 55-55 game. So
1:57 to go as Schwalbach will check out for Hudson.
Terhart's got to be ready.
Full court press.
Yep, full court press.
McQuay has really done a good job stepping into that starting point guard position.
Yeah, he's done a great job passing tonight.
Yeah. 1:45 to go now. Terhark with the dribble on top against LeBlanc. Gets it right side to Dickerson. Dickerson out on top. Gets it to LeQuay. Again, you want to get a shot off in your possession. He leads the intended recipient, Easton Bob, who couldn't save it to Terhark, and the Cardinals turn it over again here in the late going.
That's big as Hudson takes the timeout.
All right. We'll take a break as well. Back in half a minute. Make it a full-minute timeout. Full minute back in 60 on WDOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month-end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
We're Scala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in and find out more or apply online at Wiersgala.com. That's Wiersgala.com. Mark Halverson, Dave Check with the call. And Dan Anderson back manning the controls at our WOGO studios. The Cardinal TV crew here from Chi High, and great to work together. 55 apiece. Hudson Ball is there on the attack, left to right, 123 left. Driving, Swavely into the paint, gets it on top. The Cardinals have had a couple of crucial possessions in the final three-plus minutes where they have turned it over and did not get a shot off. Hopefully that does not come back to bite them. It's youth night here. The kids are just fired up, feeling the excitement, the energy, the intensity, as Hudson now takes it down to a minute left in regulation. Tied at 55. Down low, Lessard, their leading scorer, scores. He backed down the defender and scored, and they grabbed a 57-55 lead, Dave.
Yeah, the good thing for the Cardinals was no foul was called there. That could have easily been a three-point play. So the Cardinals here with a chance to tie or take the lead.
Our eighth lead change to go with five ties in this one. Final 40 seconds, Laquay driving, and a foul called out on top on Hudson with 40.4 to go, and it goes on Schwalbach.
Still with three more fouls to go before the bonus.
Schwalbach's third personal. It's the fourth team foul on Hudson. And Schwalbach will be substituted for by Oscar Grothaus, a six-foot junior.
Hudson can still be aggressive on the fouls, go for the steal, and almost end this one.
Chahai with only two fouls. Easton Bob has been your hot hand, but he's cooled off a little bit lately. Seemingly wearied a bit, understandably so. Logged a lot of high, intense minutes. And the outside, Dickerson. Cards down two. Dickerson drives, has his shot, block, whistle, and a foul with 27.2 to go. And Dickerson heading to the line where he's a 65% free throw shooter for Chippewa Falls.
Dickerson 1-for-2 on the night so far. Needs to knock both of these shots down to tie this game with 27 seconds left. Whether he makes these two or not is going to be
Talk about clutch. First one is up, and he got it. Way to go, Braden.
A lot is going to depend on this shot as to whether or not Hudson tries to hold the ball. They try to score.
This is such a big free throw. We'll count it in our highlights tonight. So at 57-56 with 27 seconds to go. If he does miss, though, get the rebound. Dickerson, the tying free throw is good. He tied it. Stepping up with ice in his veins. And a timeout is called. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. And Max,
Cardinal
TV.
It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
seconds remain as Braden Dickerson drained two huge free throws here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV, and so now Hudson basketball.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, they are definitely worthy of putting on the highlight film. That's a big part of it. Hudson's going to hold for one shot here, but the Cardinals would have been forced in a situation to foul with only two fouls, five fouls to give before the bonus. Might not have even been time to do that.
Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com.
If I'm Chi High right now with two fouls on the board and a tie ball game, I go all out after this ball. They don't necessarily have to do a full-court press, but with 27
seconds
left.
I was kind of surprised they're not going to full-court press, but they are not. You're right. They're going back.
Now, Hudson is not going to try to score until down to the last second. So here, now we got Bob coming up.
Yeah.
He's going to put a little more pressure on.
Yeah. Three-quarter court. Yeah, all right.
Go for the steal. If you foul him, no big deal. You got five to give.
Lessard on the outside. You would think they'd just hold it for one. That's what would make sense. The Cardinals with just two fouls, nowhere near being able to put him at the free throw line. It's a tie game. Hudson holding it for that last shot. The drive all the way through. Lessard puts the layup in with 10 seconds. Plenty of time for the Cards to advance it down the floor. Here comes Laquay. Laquay, the clock at 5 seconds. Right side gets it to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer, right side, blocked. And what happened? A whistle was blown.
I think we have a timeout.
You have to see when they set the
he's
clock.
He's adding time back to the clock because he had a timeout.
We're going
to
keep it here.
So 2.6.
Right. 2.6.
It says 2.6, but I think there's going to be about four.
All right, full timeout. We'll take a 30-second break when we come back. Let you know how much time remains. The Cards down two on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Currently says 2.6 seconds left here. Hudson got a layup from Lessard, who's had a down night, but in crunch time, they went to their leading score. They lead it by two and Chahai ball, but we're waiting to see how much time will be left.
Yeah, and I'm waiting to see what kind of a play is drawn up. I think we're going to have 3 seconds, but either way, you would figure that that has an impact on the coach's play as we sit here with 2.6 as opposed to three. But they've said three.
Yeah,
we probably have a play drawn up for a 2 second play anyway, regardless.
So, what would you call? Would you go for
game
winning 3-pointer?
The way it's been going, you got to go with Bob. But boy, I'd love to see LaCroix hit it.
I'll tell you what, though.
To see him hit
I would
it.
Say I don't think it'll be LaCroix. He hasn't shot since early in the game. I think Dickerson, who just hit two free throws, and if someone he gets fouled, I think Dickerson is going to be.
Yeah, they wanted some time to think about it too.
Maybe Hudson wanted to look at what. So the clock has been set at 3 seconds. And we will take another break, come back with the final moments of this contest in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Mark Alverson, Dave Check on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. 3 seconds remain. Cardinal ball on the far side near midcourt, about three-quarter court, forecourt. I think there's two options. As Jason Pru passionately communicating his message to his guys, you either go for the outside shot, Jason, to Easton Bob, or I like Dickerson down low. Dickerson's a good on the inside, but he also just hit two clutch free throws.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to switch it up. I agree with you on half of that part. I think what they're going to do is they're going to go for the three-point shot. Unless somehow they get a look underneath as a layup, they're going to go for the win here. This is a huge win, but I agree with you. Maybe it should be Dickerson. He's 2-for-2 on the night.
Here's Pru. It's going to actually, it's LaCroix is inbounding. Nobody's on him. And the rest of the team.
They're picking for Bob.
Easton Bob, the pick. He dropped the ball, and it's recovered by Swavely for Hudson. So the Cardinals.
I don't know if they got time to. No, they don't, because they'd have to foul him about five times just to get into the bonus, unfortunately.
It's one of those disadvantages of not being close at all.
So they need a steal
here. They need a steal and a shot.
So that turnover right there is huge. I don't know if it even hit Bob's hands. The defense was on it. They shouldn't have.
It hit his body at least, but it's one of those where you're moving to get in position to grab and shoot, and Bob commits the foul.
That's the kind
of
game that we wanted to see out of the Cardinals. They played the entire game solid. They finished strong.
No, this is the team that's tied for second in the conference. And the Hudson wins it just barely, 59-57. Here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Hard fought, exciting, entertaining. The Cards came from 51-40 down to grab a lead. Couldn't hold on to it. And just come up short, 59-57. Back with the postgame in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports, the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Stick around. It's on the way.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salo tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three. Oh. Yep, two in a row. Matty Geisler.
Chai High with a chance, and a win in. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office.
As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25.
All right, well, we will get that spot in its completion here shortly, but it's the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Head coach Jason Prude joins us now. Coach, quite a game.
Yeah, it was exciting. We got it going. We got some stops when we needed some stops. We got some guys knocked on some shots when we needed some shots, and Easton got hot for a while there, and that helped us out. Tremendous game.
It was. I mean, you guys were down 51-40, and then at that point, you go on a 15-2 run to grab the 55-53 lead. Again, very close. So what was the call on the last play?
Yeah, we knew that they were going to chase Easton really hard, so we tried to use him as a decoy and come off really hard, and then we had a double coming back for Carson, and we have a lot of confidence in all our guys, and we had Carson coming off on the double, and then we had a couple guys slip into the rim, so we had some options. I'll have to look at the film and see what happened on that exchange, but the guys competed. I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, exciting basketball, fought hard. You guys had the lead the majority of the first half. And then as things dipped in that second half, you had to appreciate the resiliency, the grit that you saw.
Yeah, and again, we played really well for a lot of the game. And to have the lead there in the first half and then kind of lose it and then have the resilience to come back and battle back and give ourselves a chance at the end is a testament to the character of the guys.
All right, I guess we're going to see you a week from tomorrow, Coach. So all the best, and we'll see you then.
All right, thank you.
All right, Head Coach Jason Prue on the heels of this one here on WOGO Sports. Let's take one more timeout. When we come back, we'll get to the stats and the highlights here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Wrapping things up.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
All right, we're back here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV in the Post Glass postgame show. And, again, this contest tonight, we saw ourselves at, like, 8 lead changes and 6 ties. And the Cards led most of the first half. But then we saw Hudson able to get the lead 33-32 at the break. A little back and forth in the early second half. And then Hudson got out to a 51-40 lead. But, yes, as Coach Jason Prue did say in the postgame, Easton Bob got hot, draining some threes, and the Cards outscored them 15-2, grabbing a 55-53 lead. But, again, I know they didn't even get the shot in the last possession. There were a couple of other possessions in that final 3 minutes, Dave, where the Cards had the ball, didn't even get the shot. Those would be painful. But, again, overall, this was an exciting product on Youth Night where the future Cardinals were in attendance here tonight, and they got to see that, boy, this gym can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, very exciting game. Came down to a one-possession game. Who would have thought that after Hudson took it to him, 28 points up at Hudson? Granted, this was a different atmosphere, but, you know, you got the same players out there, and they really took it to him, did a good job tonight. And, again, you know, it's more surprising to me that they don't have a win in the Big Rivers. You saw some things out of them at the beginning of the game, and at the beginning of a lot of games, they've got some athletes that can make some shots. They've got a team that they can put together at times that, you know, does what they need to as a team. You got rebounders to do their job. You got the three-point shooters. I mean, they've got the skills to get a win, and it is just kind of a surprise that they don't have one. But statistics on the night, Cardinals in the second half, 5 for 11 from the three-point line, wound up 10 for 22 from the game. Twos, they wound up shooting 12 for 18. Did a good job on the inside, both first half and second half. And the three free throws, they were 3 for 6 for the game. Individually for the Cardinals, Cardinals wind up with the three leading scorers were Bob Wiedemeyer and Dickerson. Bob was 6 for 11 after only having 3 points in the first half, winds up with 17 on 6 for 11 shooting. Wiedemeyer was 8 for 12 shooting, had 18 points to lead the Cardinals, 2 rebounds, and Dickerson was 6 for 8, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, including 2 huge free throws to tie the game. With 27 seconds left, he winds up with 17 and led the Cardinals with 5 rebounds. For Hudson, and it's interesting, we have 3 Cardinals with 17, 18, and 17, and not a surprise, Hudson, LeBlanc led with 13, Swaverly with 12, Lassard 9, and Nelson 8. So again, you know, our top 3 scorers easily over their top 3 scorers, but they didn't get a ton of help, and Hudson just played as a team and kept chipping in and not letting this one get away from them. Turnover battle winds up being relatively even. I think that last turnover really hurt, probably gave them the advantage by about 2 turnovers, but it was the one that you notice because you don't get a shot off. But either way, it comes down to one possession, and offensive rebounds held them to really 3 offensive rebounds and 1 other possession where they had 4. So exciting night, good night, saw some good things to work with, but in the end, did not come over that hump.
Came up on the short end. We've got some stats for you. We got that was the stats. We're going to get to you some of the scoring on the night. Some of the highlights is what I'm intending to say. And let's get you that here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV as we wind down the broadcast.
Player quick drove all the way across and threw about two Cardinals.
Schwabach that time getting the job done. The six-foot senior as the Cards now working it left to right. LeQuay, right side, Bob. Wiedemeyer, open J. Got it. And the Cardinals go up 6-3. Inside of 14 minutes left first half. 4 minutes is burned off the clock. Easton Bob on the outside looking for his first points of the night. Between the leg dribble. On top to LeQuay, who's really been shining brightly on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively so far, and his ball handling. Drives, kicks it out. Bob for three. Got it. Three threes for the Cards, who lead it 11-5. Some of the first half highlights initially here in our post-class post-game show. And it'll be Chahai inbounding the basketball with Colin Nichols. Nichols underneath the hoop, looking. He's got the five-second violation. Yo, a timeout just called in the nick of time. We'll take a half a minute. Cardinals. We'll lead it 7-1. Nichols. LeQuay down low to Wiedemeyer for two. There it is for the Cardinals. 19-15 lead. What a pass. And again, an impressive grab of the carom there.
And he's got four on the night, one offensive. Yeah.
Down low, there's the shot put up and good by Wiedemeyer. Quay to get it in from underneath the basket into Dickerson on the right baseline. Dickerson moving around. He'll shoot it up and in. And there's another one of those low post shots, Dave.
He turned this into a Hudson run, and now we got to be careful.
Wiedemeyer on top to LeQuay. Yeah, the thing is keeping it going consistently over the 36 minutes, right? Nichols on top. Colin may join us in the broadcast some on Monday night. Going to talk to him on Monday about that. Looking forward to that. Left baseline. Cards get it out on top and able to hold on to it. LeQuay then finds an open Dickerson. Bounce pass left side. Wiedemeyer for two. Chance to grab the lead. Deep left corner, Lessard. They've been doing this without their leading scorer much. And there's the drive and two as Hudson's offense. Cardinals bring it right to left. LeQuay. Impressive first half. Driving left side. The Hudson crowd thought maybe dragged his pivot. Easton Bob for the tie, and there it is. We're tied at 30. The Cardinals tied it at 35, and then a long spell in that second half where there weren't a whole lot of highlights for the Cardinals, but once they fell into a bit of a hole, they were able to dig out a little bit and get us a few more. Easton Bob driving into the lane, puts it up off the back iron, and there it is, and the Cards are within six at 51-45. With it. And 8-point Hudson lead with the basketball. Outside shot on the way, and no good by the sophomore, Jace Madison.
Again, staying within that point a minute right now. Cardinals only down by five with 6 minutes left.
That's right.
Couple of good shots.
Keep it surging.
And there
Bob's
it is.
Bob's going to try.
Oh!
And they're within two. Chippewa Falls with a chance to tie or maybe get the lead.
They definitely have the crowd in it. Now it's nice to have all those young kids out there because they're excited.
Yep. Hudson's either been tied or in front here in the entire second half. There was a couple of lead changes, actually. There's the shot down low, and the Cards go up by one. They tie it at 53. And, of course, Hudson, the other highlight that we talked about, the two made free throws by Braden Dickerson to tie this thing, but just a little bit short tonight. In this defeat, 59-57 to the visiting Hudson Raiders.
Ice in his veins on those free throws.
I know. That
was clutch. Credit there. I mean, it made it a really exciting finish. And, again, you like to see that last shot go up, but it was a one-possession game, and they made it a fun one tonight. So that's what we want to see out of them. And if they have those games, if they had seven or eight of those games, they'd have three or four wins. So
yeah, and, again, to hear from Coach Pru in the postgame that the intention was getting it to Bob, but then – they had a couple of different options off of that, not to be tonight. So congratulations to Brent Larson and Hudson as they go to 9-6 overall. And in the conference, they go to 6-2 as the Cards drop to 0-8 in the conference. And 1-13 on the season. Quickly, as we head out and check the WOGO sports calendar, we see that we're back at it. Five games each of the next 2 weeks. It's girls basketball. We're back at it on Monday as Rice Lake coming to town. And the Chi High girls, 3 games in 4 days. They're on the road tonight. Then they play tomorrow. I believe it's Memorial and a makeup game, and then hosting Rice Lake. So 3 fine schools in 4 days coming off that win over La Crosse Logan. We'll have boys hockey, Rice Lake at Chippewa Falls on Tuesday night. Thursday, more boys hockey. The Menominee coming to face the Cards at the Chippewa Falls Ice Arena. McDonald boys at Cadott coming off that win they had over Osseo Fairchild last night here on WOGO Sports. Check the podcast at wogo.com. And then we're back with the boys. It's Eau Claire North right here at the Birdcage against Chippewa next Saturday. So a busy sports week on your sports station, WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, didn't you say you got a guest commentator coming in on Monday? Is that Monday that you got? Is it Nichols coming in?
Janelle Seholm is who we're looking for. But Colin Nichols, right. I'm working with the school, and Colin, we're going to try to work him into the broadcast as well.
Mm-hmm. Is Colin involved in?
Yeah, kind of one of my plans. I'll just reveal my plan. I thought maybe I'd have him, he could do the pregame interviews and maybe try to work him in to other parts. But, you know, say, hey, here's, you know, you go talk to the coaches. And so we're going to start there.
Hey, some of those advanced opportunities for kids even at that
age.
That's
absolutely
great to see.
Yeah, just a junior here at Chi High. So that'll do it for us. Thanks so much to the folks with Cardinal TV carrying the broadcast tonight. And for Dan Anderson back at our WOGO studio, as wasn't meant to be, but boy, it was an exciting game here on this youth night for sure. And we're so grateful and appreciative and indebted to all of our advertisers who make it possible. Please do patronize them and show your support. We got to get out of here. They're shutting off the lights. Thanks so much for listening. We'll get the podcast posted at wogo.com. Talk to you Monday night. Good night.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.